calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I just received my statement a few days ago, and I have a charge on here for $59.89.
Okay.
And I did not make this charge. I want a refund and report this as fraud.
All right, so I'd be happy to assist. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code, please?
48316.
And your first and last name?
First name is ILSE. Last name is KOTLARZ.
All right. And can you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address?
That's
well,
correct.
I just recently moved.
Okay, can you provide your previous address?
Oh, boy. I forgot what the number was. Hold on a minute.
Let me ask, is it 55691 Reserve Street, Shelby?
Yeah, that's,
okay.
That's it. That's the previous address.
Okay. So I show your account has been canceled. That was for our meal planning service, Bites Hub, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy, which was done on the 13th of this month, which you already have spoken with the fraud department as well. So they issued the refund on that date, the same date of the cancellation, and you should be receiving that within the next few business days.
Okay, and what about this $59.98?
That's the refund. That's the refund that was issued that you'll be receiving in the next few business days.
Okay, for $59.89.
Correct.
Okay. So on my next statement, I should see a refund on there.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are most definitely welcome. And again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.